Dresden Dolls live from the CD 101 Big Room. Okay, now we get to the interview part of the program. So I racked my brains off for the last 4.5 months to come up with these questions. So forgive me if they stink. You guys are the pioneers of punk cabaret, mostly because you were the first ones to describe it as that. So for those who are
that's not necessarily true. That's kind of like those logic problems you get in school that's like, and you know, just because it is, it's not absolutely true. We didn't actually engineer this.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. This is a time-honored tradition from sort of weirdo art music freaks that kind of merged theater and things like that. Like, the Doors did it way before us, and, you know, Kurt Weill and the Brecht whole thing that we sort of reference in the bio kind of did it before them. And it's, you know, this is a time-honored merger of theater and music.
Okay.
Really, the point is, if you name it, you can take credit for whatever you want.
Oh, very cool. Well, the time-honored merger of theater and music that you guys are going to be doing tonight at the Newport, for those who are coming to see the Dresden Dolls for the first time, what can they expect, really?
Well, it really varies from show to show. It kind of depends on what city we're playing in. But it's not as theatrical as all that. I mean, basically, we're a rock band. But our presentation, the fact that we wear costumes and the fact that we wear makeup is usually what, you know, brings people to call us theatrical. On this particular tour, it's more theatrical than usual because we've brought some performers from the circus, some old friends of mine, with us. And they're doing entertainment before the show and even a little bit during the show, during some of our songs. So it's actually, it's expanding. Like, but generally, when you go to see the Dresden Dolls, you're watching someone play piano and you're watching someone play the drums and you're watching them do it, you know, with a lot of like passion and movement, but it's not like there's big stage sets and
no, the
a lot of
the,
stuff like that.
The energy that you guys exude on stage is bar none some of the most I guess I'm searching for a word here, but I mean I've seen thousands of rock bands in my life, and you guys, the energy that you put out is just contagious. The entire audience is going to be jumping up and down, and even if there weren't, you know, trapeze artists in the background, like you guys said, you're a rock band first and foremost, and that comes out on the album as well. Coin Operated Boy, the big hit single that you guys had, was huge here. It's actually, and I'm just going to let you guys know this, vying for the number one most requested song of the year here
wow.
at CD 101. You guys
Thank
are
you
neck
guys
and neck
so much.
With the Gorillaz, Feel Good Incorporated.
Oh my God.
So it's you versus Damon Albarn. So if you see him out there on
that.
The road and you just want to, you know, punch him in the back of the neck, maybe
we'll buy him a hamburger and arm wrestle him.
There you go. Can we get you guys to do another quick song?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Dresden Dolls live from the Big Room.
Well, speaking of the time-honored tradition, this is a an oldie. When was this song actually written, Amanda? 60s?
Yes, this is a song by Jacques Brel, who was this wonderful French new cabaret singer in the 60s.
That's new cabaret with an N-U umlaut.
Here we go.